The Justice Department is investigating the mortgage finance company Fannie Mae for possible accounting fraud. That news today following a report last week by federal regulators alleging Fannie Mae manipulated its books to meet targets. Along with its sibling company Freddie Mac, it owns or guarantees about half the U.S. residential mortgage market. Joining us to talk about the investigation is Mike McNamee, who is Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for Businessweek magazine. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bob.
First, what exactly is Fannie Mae under investigation for?
Fannie Mae has been charged with two types of accounting violations. One is manipulating expenses to meet its earnings targets, and the other is mistreating the hedges that it uses to offset the massive interest rate risk that it has because of holding billions of dollars worth of mortgages.
And why would an investigation of Fannie Mae matter any more than any other financial company under investigation?
Well, as you say, it is the second largest financial institution in America. It has a special status in that it is chartered by Congress to promote housing, and it has a line of credit at the Treasury. So in the market, it is viewed as being an arm of the U.S. government, and therefore not only too big to fail, but it's unthinkable that the government would let Fannie fail. So the debts, the bonds, mm-hmm. the issues are considered very rock solid, stable, sound. And so every commercial bank, every foreign government, thousands of mutual funds are all holding Fannie's debt as a core investment.
Well, given that a historic and continuing relationship between Fannie Mae and the federal government, you'd think it would be rather tightly overseen by the federal government. I gather tightly is not an appropriate word here.
Tightly is the wrong word. The regulator that oversees Fannie is an obscure office in the Department of Housing and Urban Development. OFAO, as it's called.
OFAO is the
Office of Federal Housing Enterprise Oversight. And it has a reputation as being a very lax and easy regulator, easily rolled by the political clout that that its two big targets, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, have long been able to amass.
Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan has weighed in on the subject of Fannie Mae. What's his take?
He thinks they are too big. The amount of debt that they issue, it doesn't rival the Treasury, you know, funding the deficit, but it's way up there. It's the second biggest debt issuer. They therefore have some sway over interest rates, which of course is Alan Greenspan's main job and main concern. The International Monetary Fund is concerned about how big they are and the impact they could have on the U.S. economy and interest rates. So both because he's a free market kind of guy in the first place and because of his concern about interest rates, Alan Greenspan would like to see their power reduced, their line of credit with the Treasury cut off, and break the link in the public mind, in the investor's mind, between Fannie and the government.
What happens next with this investigation of Fannie Mae?
There are two tracks. One is that the Securities and Exchange Commission, which has final say over accounting rules, will look at OFAO's allegations. Frankly, we've been told that by some SEC officials that they're rather skeptical about some of these allegations, and that in the end, financially, the mistakes or misstatements that they did on one side may balance out the ones on the other side, and it will be a wash. The Justice Department investigation has much more potential for serious reputational damage to Fannie. That will come down to intent. They have a very high standard. They'll have to prove that Fannie's executives intended to defraud the public in these very arcane accounting issues. Now, you know, obviously they're making cases on accounting issues every day now. Two or three years ago, you would have predicted these cases couldn't have been brought. Now, you know, they have much more expertise. So there's potential for trouble.
Mike McNamee, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of Business Week, thanks a lot for talking with us.
It was a pleasure.
In trading today, Fannie Mae shares fell 4.3%. That's more than a 16% drop since the OFAO report alleging accounting irregularities was released last week.